We're back for another Richmond Broadcast, episode 385. All right, and announcing the passing of Mary Wilson from the Supremes. Here comes on a song that not very many of us know by the Supremes. It's on the Forrest Gump track. It's called Stoned Love on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM CITR.
Waited in the town We met it way by the old schoolhouse, way by the fire hall. But you didn't show, you didn't show.
Right, that was Lately by Jennifer Holub. She used to be on our playlist. And before that was Stoned Love by the Supremes. And now we are going to our current playlist. Yeah, here is Soldier by Touch and DJ Motto from the album Electric Sheep on the Shakespeare Show on 1.9 FM CITR.
I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. The soldier. Yeah, I'm a soldier. I'm the soldier, the genetically superior. The less than 1 week older, taken from birth and never given a stroller. The motherless child with the gun holder. The soldier, there is no heart colder. The 5 year old watching violent videos with extremely repetitive themes as far as imagery goes. The 8 year old dressed in infantry clothes and don't feel misery about injuring foes. While running in perfect symmetry with my bros. The 12 year old delivering physical blows. The the little dude that kicked you in your nose, the 16-year-old kid that knows the difference between civilians and generals. But to get to the latter, the former had to go. The 17-year-old killer in control, the end of my training, the super soldier on patrol. I'm a soldier. Shoulders of Orion to Townhauser Gate. In between wars, we train, then we wait. There is no going home, there's no shore leave, there's no dates. The injured man is a disgrace, he's out of place. You know how much it costs to breed you, you fucking waste. You ain't a soldier, they should have shot you in the face. You don't even need to salute me anymore, get off my base. IQ, endurance, aggressiveness off the charts. 15 miles in under 60 minutes, when do I start? The real factor is the psych training, it's an art. We do wonderful things to rip that tiny mind apart. I'm a soldier.
Each day is Valentine, my Valentine. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Alright, that was My Funny Valentine by Sarah Vaughan, and before that was Soldier by Touch and DJ Motto. Yeah, from the album Total Freedom on our playlist, and now we are going back to our playlist after around the late 50s. This one is called Glenfern by Kathleen Edwards from the album Total Freedom. Oh no, wait, yeah, the album was Electric Sheep by Soldier and by Touch and DJ Motto. Yep, but anyways, this is, yep, we're on our playlist now. Here is Glenfern by Kathleen Edwards from the album Total Freedom on the Shakespeare Show on 1.FM CITR.
Like you changed too much, you didn't change. Whiskey, you always knew how to set me straight.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
People happy. Oh, she don't
All right, that was Give Me Hope, Joanna by Eddie Grant back to the late 80s, and before that was, for the commercials, was Glenfern by Kathleen Edwards from the album Total Freedom on our playlist. And now, yeah, I'm sure some of you noticed that Eddie Grant song from the Yope commercial. Well, I mean, not the exact song, but you know that Yope commercial has, you know, where it came from, right? All right, and now we are on to, well, we're going way back. Here's Love Me or Leave Me by Ruth Etting, back to around the 20s or 30s on the Shakespeare Show on 1.FM CITR.
This suspense is killing me. I can't stand uncertainty. Tell me now, I've got to know whether you want me to stay or go. Love me or leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Love, but I don't want to borrow, to have it today, to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. Oh, love me or leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. Love.
non-stop town. I couldn't feel nothing till I got shot down. Oh, she's killing me, my Rapid City. Nancy, oh, Molly, come and fix me, honey. I'm getting out.
All right, that was Rapid City by Age of Electric. And before that was Love Me or Leave Me by Ruth Etting, back to the 20s or 30s. That was definitely a saying back then. And now here is I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams, probably back to the 40s or so. Anyways, before we go to commercials, yeah, here it is on the Shakespeare Show on 1.FM CITR.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long. When time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind the clouds to hide and
we've got a huge opportunity to share with you. StoryHive is giving away 10 grants of $10,000 each to aspiring podcasters in BC and Alberta. Since 2013, TELUS StoryHive has funded and supported emerging creators with mentorship and guidance from the National Screen Institute, bringing hundreds of creative Western Canadian projects to life. This time, they're taking to the airwaves with their inaugural podcast edition, dropping on November 4th. StoryHive is looking for original nonfiction podcast concept pitches from BC and Alberta residents. Make sure you apply before December 2nd at storyhive.com, and you could get $10,000 to get your podcast off the ground. That's storyhive.com for all the details.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Yes, that was The Carrier by Becky Ninkovec. We have no idea who our carrier is today. Yeah, I believe she was the lead singer of You Say Party. Or anyways, and now here is I Felt It Too by Bette Smith on our playlist from the album The Good, The Bad, and The Bet. Wonder what she's singing about right there. Here it is in The Shakespeare Show on 1.0 FM CITR.
I'm sorry that you had to go, but in my heart I thought I'd let you know.
That was Tough Like Iron by Queen Omega and Iron Dubs. And before that was I Felt It Too by Bette Smith on our playlist from the album The Good, The Bad, and The Bet. Alright, anyways, now we're going on to our playlist from last year. Here is Pills by The Deep Cove on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM CITR.
I'm gonna break you down and taste.
Well, right, that was Pickin' Any Girl by Desmond Dekker. And before that was Pills by the Deep Cove. And we're signing off with, because we're running out of time, we're signing off with The Signal by Elizabeth Shepherd. I believe this used to be on our playlist a while back. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And thanks for listening.
Don't you love those stories about people who arrange to meet, let's say, like in 5 years' time somewhere? Say New York City on July 1st at noon, right outside the Algonquin Hotel. Or at the foot of the Eiffel Tower at midnight in some Christmas Eve or something. I love that idea that there's no communication involved beforehand, no planning. You just meet and then decide what's going to happen. It's highly romantic and highly stressful. Don't you love those stories about people who arrange to meet? Say New York City on July 1st at noon, right outside the Algonquin Hotel. At the foot of the Eiffel Tower at midnight. There's no communication involved beforehand, no planning. You just meet and then decide what's going to happen. It's highly romantic.
New York, my birthday, 1988.
Fourth day, 12th hour on the 10th month, room 23 at the Algonquin Hotel.
Can I choose? You used to let me choose, but then
maybe
didn't
she's
have
changed.
To choose, because you knew already it's gotta be time for
it's
lunch.
Time. It's time.
Is anyone else hungry?
It's time.
Stories about people who arrange to meet, let's say, like in 5 years' time somewhere. No communication involved beforehand, no planning, you just meet and then decide what's going to happen.